The next people to make a report are the representative of the senators. Now, as these reports are usually published in the White Supplement, it is in the White Supplement, yes. I would like a motion from the floor for acceptance of these reports, because we'll spend probably the rest of the afternoon reading them here. Thank you. And a seconder, Mr. Thompson? All in favor? It's your report. Anyone against the acceptance?
Include, Mr. Chairman, the treasurer's reports too. From the senators. Well, there's both treasurers and the secretary.
Yes.
That's right. Treasurers.
It includes all the reports from the senator, treasurers and secretary.
Mr. Chairman, if it includes both, there's a comment I would like to make, and that is we have not received some reports either from secretaries or treasurers. I think this is rather deplorable myself, and I have actually a resolution from the Hamilton Center suggesting or requesting that a blank space be left in the supplement for those centers that do not send in secretaries and do not send in treasurer's reports. I think this would be an appropriate time possibly to make that resolution known to the meeting.
They follow it right from the supplements. It's right here. I think we had that, Mr. Chairman. Don't we have a standard form, Mr. Spittle? Yes, we always had a form. I mean, all the items are laid right out in your supplement right here. All the items, and all they have to do is fill in the numbers. Surely everyone has a supplement somewhere.
It seems that, yes.
This sounds like a very good idea. I don't think it's anything that encourages you to do something as much as getting a questionnaire in college. I would support this suggestion.
We have, I don't know if it's in terms of a formal motion or a suggestion. Is it, you want to make a motion of it?
We could have that, and all the centers would send in the same forms that something typed out that may accidentally be known about.
What if a center still does not turn in his report? Anyway, let's not go into this. Okay. Okay, the secretary will look after it. The treasurer will look after this. Is that all right?
Send out the form to mean that the auditor would have to follow the particular form. And if the auditor does not want to, if that's sufficient, you won't get that form.
Yeah, I have asked that question before, whether an auditor report would be sufficient. And then from the national secretary to take the figures and then proceed with the handbook, but I never had any answer on it. I suppose that the center should fill in the form, whatever figures he can pick up and transport it and split it the way they want it here. Would be sufficient.
Were you speaking of the center's auditors or national auditors?
Center's auditors.
Center's auditors.
Standard form department certainly facilitated the reporting. There'd be no question if someone said, well, I have this information, I have that, it's all there, they know what they should have on the month, and the reporting is there.
I think it sounds very good. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Are you satisfied with it? It'll be taken care of. Yeah, thank you very much. Yes?
Yes, this is in the affirmative. We've had some that we just cannot get a statement from them. It's not fair. I say it's deplorable, not only from the treasurers, but also from secretaries. And so this resolution is to point up that very fact. If we cannot get an answer from a treasurer or from a secretary, at least the blank space is left and everybody knows of this deplorable situation.
How can the connection with the organization
with the society,
they maintain if they refuse to give information, which is
really
required by law.
Exactly. It's to go on the record with the activities of the center. This is the advantage of it.
You see here, we have, for instance, 18 centers, and we have 10 columns. Now, this is nearly 50% of the reports of the center's treasurers. And this just isn't good enough.
Yes? Question?
Are we discussing a motion concerning the leaving of the blank space?
No. No, we're just discussing to approve the reports from the centers. The motion stand as it has been proposed and seconded that to accept the report of the centers, and this is what we're discussing. Any more questions on the report from the centers? Yes, again.
I want to put the secretary on the spot. Whose centers' names do not appear there?
I can give you the names of those who haven't sent in secretary's report. It was up to the treasurer to give those who haven't sent in the treasurer's report.
I feel that maybe members here from those centers who all.
I'm quite convinced, Mr. Chairman, that there are some inadvertently or who have for various reasons not got them in on time and they've not been printed. On the other hand, I must say we have some centers who consistently never send in a report.
Well, may I give one explanation? Our center, the treasurer was transferred overnight, as it were, and to the
Thunder Bay.
The result was that he left everything to the new man who started and picked it up and did not have all the information. He couldn't get it until this man returned most recently, for a few days, and he passed the rest of the information on. Meanwhile, he was a loose end, couldn't do a thing. Now, if the form was there, there's no problem because the papers are all available. It wasn't just sure what procedure to take. With the standard form for all the centers, anyone can pick up at any time.
Yes, another question.
Well, after what Mr. Green said about it being inadvertent, I know this happened in Winnipeg last year. And it's the sort of thing that does happen, and I think it's also relevant to the sort of thing that happens with the suggestions with regard to the observations. I think a standard pattern in which the reports were to be submitted was sent out a year or two ago, and is no doubt in the files of our center back there. but as an election takes place perhaps in December, everybody is involved in the Christmas rush at the time. The new secretary very often takes over from the old one. And somewhere in the month before, there has been a note to the effect that secretaries are reminded that reports are to go in. But he doesn't have time to read back in detail notes of that kind. And then perhaps doesn't check back a couple of years to find out what the approved form would be. And it got missed apparently last year in Winnipeg. I found when the annual report came out, we found it wasn't there. And I asked Tony what happened. And that's apparently what happened in Winnipeg. That I would feel that the suggestion of a standard form be sent out for the report from the national quarter every year, not once, but a matter of an annual affair. Then when the secretary hands over to the new man, he's inclined to say, look, I've got that form, but it isn't filled in yet. You'll have to deal with it. It'll be at the top of the file and it'll get attention. I think it's a worthy suggestion and it might be well looked at. It's just a matter of humanity, I think, in most cases that we...
This financial report, that has been accepted. Are you talking about Secretary's report?
Well, I was thinking mainly of the financial report. That's the one where I remember some correspondence a year or two back and the particular form in which the National Center wanted.
Yes, Mr. Duchel?
From what I understand, most of the centers are fairly autonomous in the working jobs themselves. Now, why is it necessary?
It's in the Constitution and bylaws.
But does this cover the incorporated body?
It covers any center of the society.
I don't quite understand this because we have difficulty with our auditor to get the statement out of the time. We have difficulty in the past because the treasurers have to be on the time. And therefore, the last few years we haven't submitted our statements. But why the pressure is what I don't understand.
You,
in the Constitution, of what use are these figures to the General Assembly?
Do you publish, I'll ask you a question, do you publish your financial report in your newsletter?
Yes.
When
we have.
Yeah. So why do you object in Senate? Why do you object in sending that particular newsletter here?
Well, it's in the bylaws. I don't see how you can get around it. It's a bylaw of the society. No matter how you try to argue out of it, there it is.
I'm not trying to argue out of it. I just want to know why.
Well,
there is a particular bylaw. And if we're assessed upon the amount of money...
Now, there are three hands up. We'll try to wind this up, otherwise we'll go too far. Ken, we go around this way.
Well, I'd like to wind up by answering Mr. Duchel's question. It does happen from time to time to the center calls upon the Treasury of the National Society for a grant for this or that. And if we don't have a financial statement which proves that they are needed this grant, then by golly, they're not going to
that. Yes?
That's why we should have strength in us.
Interested in the
knowing what the whole society is doing, not just your own little center.
Thank you.
Necessary for my
question. Yeah. Thank you. There?
Well, I think part of it, we are a relatively small center, and we get a tremendous amount of information from the reports that are published by the Secretary, not so much the President's report. We get information out of that. To us, in any event, it's of value to see what various centers have done during the year. The second thing is, I think, these reports are fine, but I think it relies on the individual who was elected to that office. I think that's where the problem lies, not so much. I don't think the report would do any good unless the individual on the center is dedicated to submitting the reports. And I think this relies to fall back again on the center to ensure that, that's carried out. I don't think the forum would do any good in that respect.
Thank you. Another question?
Yes, I have another question. The society as such receives government grant, does it not? Now, because we do, our position should be clearly explained in relation to that. Is the absence of some of these centers' reports going to affect that government grant, or should we say invalidate to some extent the application we make for the grant? In other words, is the grant in any way tied up with the financial of the finances of the society as such complete?
Thank you. The question is directed to you.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't answer that. I haven't been at it as long.
I would say the government does not demand a review of our finances when we originally requested this grant, and we asked for the continuation of the grant year by year, and unless we have been demonstrated that the bad boys
now, I'd like to, yes?
Chairman, that's no longer true.
Yeah.
As a result of the reorganization of astronomy in government, the grant now comes from the National Research Council, not from the Department of Environmental Resources. And it's re-examined each year as the society has to make the grant application every year, which is studied by a grant selection committee. So we do, I think, have to present a clear picture if we expect continuation.
Thank you, Dr. Locke. So I would like to make this comment. This information that our discussion that has been going on is not quite relevant to the acceptance of the report that has been presented, but first of all, I'd like a vote on that, and then we can summarize the discussion to go on record with what has been suggested here. So I'd like, it has been proposed and seconded that the treasurer and secretaries of centers report been accepted as published. All in favor? Anyone against the motion? No one. Thank you very much. Now, out of the discussion, it seems obvious that the report are necessary for the society, the well-being or the welfare and the good business continuation of this society. So therefore, I think we should go on record and make a statement that these reports are requested, strongly requested by the to be published and to be sent in by the senders. A motion is entertained from the floor. Thank you. A seconder for the motion? Mr. Bridgen. Sorry. Okay, all in favor of this motion? Thank you very much. Anyone against it? Thank you.